party over there, that ain't no job. It's live.
Oh, that's the time. That's the time frame they do that. Yeah, during that time.
She, man, what she told me, his family.
All right, what's up, y'all? This is Operation Kickback. We chilling today, y'all. Y'all just heard The Library with DJ Plaza. Now we on with the Operation Kickback. I'm just coming back from my open heart surgery and everything, and you know, I'm recouped now. I can walk and drive and stuff now, and want to thank everybody for their prayers and stuff today. But we chilling today, y'all. This is Operation Kickback. Much love, y'all. Thanks for everybody that supported me and that prayed for me and everything. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for y'all. So I just want to thank y'all for everything, man. We going to chill today. We going to listen to some good music today. First thing I just want to talk about everybody need to start taking care of yourself, man. You know, watch your diet, you know. Go to the doctors, you know, because sometimes, especially I know when I was younger, I didn't go to the doctor that much. You know what I'm saying? I just thought I was invincible, you know, and everything. So, you know, so I'm telling even the youngsters right now, you know, if you feel something wrong, go to the doctor. You know, it's better to, you know what I'm saying, take care of yourself early so you, when you get older, you don't have to go through a lot like some of us have been doing, you know, because if we would have knew what we know now, believe me, we'd have been doing a James Brown right now, too. But, you know, it is what it is. Some of us still can do the James Brown. Hey, you know, and that's the truth, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, overall, we need to take care of our health, y'all. That's one big thing we need to do. Just to let y'all know, to give y'all an update on some things, I got a new artist coming out by the name of Money Beck from Ohio. I got him in the studio right now. He should be coming out with a single soon and have a release date. And y'all can check that out on my Facebook, Michael Netherly, or my Instagram, Michael Netherly. You know what I'm saying? Or my YouTube, Rockbox Rhyme Rock Entertainment. To keep up on things, y'all. And also, I just want to give a shout out to City Heart for giving us the opportunity to do what we do today. I want to give a shout out to DJ Plaza for doing this deal today, you know, giving us that knowledge and, you know, just going back. I love what he tells his stories, you know. It's man, it's so deep and it's so informative, and you know what I'm saying, some things that you can learn from it. And believe me, I know, because I've been knowing him a long time, and I've been hearing a lot of stories, and that got me through a lot of things just by the knowledge that he put out. So I just want to continue doing that, but check this out. We're going to get into some music real quick, and then I'll come back to y'all in a minute. So check this out. We got some new jams coming out. Check it out.
Baby, let's cruise.
All right, y'all, this is Operation Kickback. What's up, baby? It's Rockbox chilling. Hey, y'all, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's tuning in from the plaza. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout-out to my boy Sarge, to Doug Pooh, to DJ Plaza, you know, to everybody in property, to my boy Larry over there, April. What's up, April? Yeah, and Constance, you know, and hey, and everybody else that I didn't mention or whatever right now, but I'm gonna mention some more as we go through. But you know, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody, because without y'all we wouldn't be here today or whatever. And just thank you for all the help that you gave us to help us get back on our feet and everything. And we encourage anybody else who need that, you know what I'm saying, y'all could get with City Heart, first of all, at 2291 West William Street, catty corner from the cafeteria and social hall. Y'all could come over here. They got different resources for you, from food to clothes for interviews, different information on reference to different jobs and everything. They got everything over here, you know, and if they don't have it, they know they can direct you to the right place around here in the community with the different programs that we have here to assist you on getting back on your feet. So I just want to give a shout out to City Heart again, and the veteran home front Heartline, you know what I'm saying, which is where me and DJ Plaza is from the veterans, on the veteran side. Shout out to all the veterans and the soldiers over there fighting right now, you know what I'm saying. Much love. We got prayers for you right now, man, and we pray for y'all to come back, and you know, safely. And for the ones that lost their sons and daughters or whatever, we want to give our prayers out to y'all too, and say salute, and thank you for your service too. For the ones that's still out there and the ones that's gone, we just want to say thank you for the service, y'all. You know, we're living in perilous times right now, and you know, things is kind of hectic. You know, evil is good and good is evil now on some things and everything. And we just got to live our life through discernment now, you know. Show yourself approved. You know, you got to read for yourself. Anybody can tell you anything, but you know, just like, you know, earlier on the library, talking about the knowledge at the library, you know, hey, that, you know what I'm saying, the Bible itself or whatever religion you in, anybody could tell you anything, but when you read it for yourself, you're going to get a better understanding. So that's what I'm saying, you know. So we want to make sure y'all get a better understanding. Please read for yourself, you know, because you're going to hear the news, all this other stuff. You know, sometimes you got to dig deeper and find out the truth yourself, because some of it is either fabricated or coerced, you know. And you know, it's starting to be the norm. And then you got to watch out for the AI now too, because they could take your AI, they could take a picture and make you say anything. And you know, so you know, we don't want to go through all that, you know. So be cautious, y'all. And I want to say another thing, reference to, you know, on your phones or computers, you know, with all this warfare going on, you know, they also have cyber warfare too. Cyber warfare, chemical warfare, physical warfare, you know, it's a whole bunch of them, you know. And we're going to have to watch out for the cyber too. So be careful when you have things come up on your phone, on your computer and everything. Just don't go into it or whatever. If it's something that you don't know nothing about, just leave it alone or just wipe it off, you know, because it's a lot of scams going out there, and they make billions of dollars every year scamming. You know, I know I done got scammed once or twice, and I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? Well, they also took a little change off of me and stuff too. So, you know, I know if they could get to me, they could get to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But you know, through the years, I done learned how to, you know what I'm saying, get through that stuff now with the scams and all that stuff now. I'm more cautious with it than I was before. But right now, we're fixing to get back into some more jams, y'all. I just appreciate everybody tuning in. This is Operation Kickback, Rockbox chilling, baby.
Searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh. Stars at night, I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Somehow, somewhere, someday. Whoa.
and clear. And I found the love that I long to see. Everybody can be what they want to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby,
right, y'all. We back. Operation Kickback, baby. Yeah, I wanted to touch a point on, like I was talking about earlier, that I had did some open heart surgery. Well, you know, when you go under the open heart surgery, I think anybody that ever been through it and survived always got a spiritual encounter. You know, and I'm going to tell my spiritual encounter, you know, and hopefully that it inspires somebody too, when I tell it, because, you know, this is something I don't normally do, but, recently, you know, I've been talking to the higher power, to my God, to the Lord and everything, and he telling me that I need to tell my testimony and my story. So, this is the beginning of it, you know, since I got out of surgery. So here you go. When I woke up from the surgery, you know what I'm saying? They had all these tubes in me from my mouth all the way down to my leg. And I couldn't move or nothing. All I knew that I was up. That's it, you know. And so they gave me this little tube deal to blow in. And so I blew in it. And it didn't do nothing. It was like, oh, no, you got to do it harder or whatever. I could hear them, but I can't say nothing because I got a tube in my throat, too, where I can't even talk. So I started feeling something maybe about like a minute or two later, so I could move my hands and I could move my feet. And so, they gave me the tube again, and I blew in it again, and it went up a little bit. You know, and they was like, oh, okay, you're getting there. And so after that, man, I start hearing prayers. I start hearing everybody prayers. I'm talking about whoever prayed for me, I could literally hear them. And they was in different languages and everything, you know, but I could hear the prayers. And so, you know, I started moving my hands and my feet a little bit more. But now I can feel all these tubes and stuff. I couldn't feel it at first, you know. So, they asked me to blow again. And I blew it again, and it went off the charts. So like, okay, there you go. So they took the tube out of my throat where I could actually talk. So the first thing I said was, baby. Well, that's the first thing come out of my mouth. I had already thought about the thank you, Lord, but that was the first thing that came out of my mouth, man. I don't know what to tell you. Then I did say thank you, Lord, too. I ain't gonna lie, right after that. But the first thing came out of my mouth was, baby, then. Yeah, yeah. So then, yeah, of course I said thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I did. So then, man, you know, I tried it. So I started beatboxing. Uh-huh, right? I was beatboxing, right? So, so check this out. The surgeon stepped back. He say, man, who are you? He say, who are you? I say, I'm Rockbox, man. I say, give me my phone real quick. I had just put out a single like days before I even went into the hospital. So I went to the single and it's a sister. He say, well, let's play it, man. So he played my single for me too, man. I ain't even heard it yet. Not over the whole web. Why, you know, it was my first time hearing it. So I heard it or whatever. And after, I tell you, after that, I got out the room or whatever. They put me back in the room. They took their tube out of my deal or whatever. I still had tubes in me for like a day or two. But I wasn't Michael Netherly no more. I was Rockbox. And they treated me like a king. When I say, you know how usually you in the hospital, you ready to get out? Man, I didn't care if I stayed in there for a while, because I ended up doing 1 week in the hospital. Then I did 2 weeks in rehab. I had to learn how to walk and all. I had to learn how to walk again. You know what I'm saying? With the walker and everything. So I did that, you know, and I want to give a shout out to everybody at USC Keck, all the staff over there, and everybody at the USC Arcadia with the rehab, and say much love, because I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for y'all. And that's the story I had to tell today, you know? And I hope it inspires everybody else. And then also, another deal is that it's Kidney Awareness Month. And I happen to be a dialysis patient, you know? And I've been on dialysis for 14 years. And I'd be 15 in May. But I did get a call, actually today. John, you heard the call. When they called me, asked me about my transplant. Yeah, they asked me about the transplant. So I'm about to, well, I know I'm supposed to get back on the list in June. And so I just want everybody to pray for me on that. And, you know, that everything goes successful and I'll be able to, you know, get a transplant and stuff, you know. I mean, come on, 14, 15 years on dialysis. Man, do you know what I've been through? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I've been through? But let me tell you, I know God is good, because I am here talking to y'all today. I can still perform. I performed last week in this hot sun. You know, I performed last week in the hot sun, did a whole 10-minute set. So I know God is real. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna tell y'all, man, you know, if y'all have some kind of terminal illness, or they say you got this and that, but you can still move your limbs, and you can still do this and do that, don't give up on your dream. Because I'm here, living proof. Do not give up on your dream. And I've been rapping and beatboxing since 1983. You know what I'm saying? So, I've been still doing it for what? 14 going on 15 years on dialysis. On top of it. So let me tell you something. God is real. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole deal, it ain't really about religion all the time. It's you having a relationship with him. A personal one. You know? And that's what it is. Amen. Amen. You know? Thanks, DJ Plaza. DJ Plaza here on the side, you know, coaching me too. That's right. You know, he came up with his truth today. So, you know, we're going to keep it truthful, you know. The whole Tuesdays, y'all, you're going to see here the library. You're going to hear Operation Kickback. I'm trying to fill in another spot, you know, that's going to be earlier than that, you know. And hopefully I can get that done. I just got to do some zoom zooms and wham whams. And that's what we're doing. That's what we about to do. We about to have a female over here too. You know, to give the female side of things too. So y'all just don't hear the male side all the time, because we could talk all day. But when you get a female in the mix or whatever, that makes everything mutual. And we want to have a mutual day, or the whole mutual show as we go through the days on Tuesday, y'all. So we appreciate y'all tuning in and everything, but we're gonna get back into another jam, y'all. And y'all just kick back, you know, and chill. It's hot out there too, so y'all stay hydrated too. Y'all hear me? Y'all stay hydrated. It's gonna be hot. I know as they say it's gonna be almost in the 90s down here in Long Beach alone. So, you know, y'all stay hydrated out there, and if y'all can stay out of the sun, then do so. You know.
100.
I mean, if this is truly a melting pot in the country where we care about and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. Everybody's smart enough to know that. I mean, we've been slighted, and we've been ours. They lending money to everybody except us. It's like you got a friend that you don't never look out for. Everybody need a little help on their way to being, you know, self-reliant.
Yeah, this is love and memory, Michael Menace, Too Cool, Smokey Lane, Radio, Nephew Mike, Ryan Rocker for life. Take nothing for granted, tomorrow might not come, but in this music, all my life pray for success before I'm done. Give me flower to the breath, enjoy fruits of the labor, the breath that they gave me. Accept Jesus as the savior. Catch these tears as they fall from my eyes. Expose these haters in disguise, a trap me with their lies. Worlds keep turning, gotta push while I'm here. Turn the worry into hope, replace my faith with my fears. It's time to face another day and lace up, tuck in, make sense as they pay. Deception is a norm regardless of the code. Potholes will never be blocked, we still take that rope. Set preservation, termination, tired of chasing. A track with no end is what I'm embracing. Mean what I say, help you when I can. And while we sit here, I say I love you, man. For the ones that's gone,
love you, man.
Your spirit moves on,
love you, man.
For the ones that's here, choose life and value the years.
Love you, man.
For the ones that's gone.
Love you, man.
Your spirit moves on.
Love you, man.
For the ones that's here, choose life and value the years. If I can't handle my own and keep my tail at home, I choose my battle wisely, aspects of being grown. Got something on your mind, got something to say. Don't put it on the internet where the haters play. May you talk to me now more than when you was here. Lord, stop these tears, reminiscing on the years. The kinfolk to death, some stay woke. A little bit for the dollar, some stay broke. Who the leader of the rap way was surprised when they win? Running from discipline, destination is the pen. As OGs, we supposed to got in the right way. And know what they might say, stay watchful and pray. Choose for yourself, you walk in that path. One go down, two go up, man, you do the math. Take heed, real G's take a stand. I'm never too good to say I love you, man.
Love you, man.
For the ones that's gone.
Love you, man.
Your spirit moves on.
Love you, man.
For the ones that's here, choose life and value the years.
Love you, man.
For the ones that's gone.
Love you, man.
Your spirit moves on.
Love you, man.
For the ones that's here, choose life and value the years.
Love you, man.
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 Job, working nights, you ain't thinking politics, you got no dogs in this fight. You agree that killing little kids over there ain't right, but that's way over there, there ain't nothing I could do. I just make money, spend money, spend money in a loop. But April come around and it's taxes out your 50, put into a pot to pay for bombs to bomb a city, to keep politicians politicking for the power, the money that they steal and they're stealing that ain't ours. Make you watch what's over here while they jug over there. That's perception, that's distraction. Keep you scared, unaware, nightmares on the back of all that money you split. You ain't a killer, but consider how complicit you is. Nah, this ain't a shot, this ain't even a diss. Just be aware of how you live and how complicit you is. Don't turn away, this should make you mad enough to fight. I guess if you ignore it, it ain't happening right. Go ahead and live your life. Go ahead and live your life. Don't turn away, this should make you mad enough to fight. I guess if you ignore it, it ain't happening right. Go live your life. Yeah, live your life. Hey yo, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying to you. I know priority is family and shelter and food. I know it's hard enough to live among the sheep and feel free. Y'all be bound by religion, but be scared to believe that what you see is the truth. Homie, it's 4K proof that old men in white buildings tell lies in those suits. I know you'd rather just smile and let the bad go bad. Take it from me, I give a fuck. Republican, Democrat, they are both on the boat. They are still in the same. You want a president change? I want a system to change. It's baby steps though, a mile at a time. It's an uphill climb. Here's some protest rhyme. Save your money, bro. You can send a message in your spin. When a company is funded genocidal events, when a company says fuck them, we don't hire their kind. Don't drop a penny in that shit. Don't be complicit with buying. Don't turn away. This should make you mad enough to fight. I guess if you ignore it, it ain't happening.
All right, y'all. We back, y'all. Operation Kickback, y'all. We want to thank y'all for tuning in today. Checking out the library, too. And we're going to be back next week on the podcast, y'all. You know, I just want to thank y'all for just checking us out. And y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all right here checking us out. And that's cool. And we appreciate the love, and we love y'all back, y'all. I just want to say peace and head grease. True said hair mousse, and I'm out of here, baby.
Seeking to find the third eye.